In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Come on! Ever since Jack told us what this was going to be about, I've looked even more forward to the Top 5 of 5. Here it is, your favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today are the top five biggest questions I currently have about WIP. Always something going on at this little radio station.
Oh, yeah. You got your ear to the ground.
Always. Always. Yeah. Number five. Does Jonah Camera know what he's getting himself into with this little shot? This morning on the morning show.
It was bad. We also got dragged by the afternoon show.
As you should have.
Friday.
As you should have.
As we should have.
Earned. All right, let's keep it rolling.
By the way, they just vulture content off our program.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
No, I do know. But is that a sign that they can't come up with content themselves?
That's one avenue to think.
Okay.
And,
just throwing that out there.
Imitation is the sincerest form of...
Hold on.
Hold on.
Okay. Hold on.
Are they going to have Pizza Hammer every Friday coming up?
Hold up.
What are we vulture? What
does Mr. 75 people in a room taking shots at us for needing content?
What is he talking about? Is there something specifically he's talking about?
I mean, the only thing I could think of was we played the stuff from the morning show that we had questions about with him last
That we play their clips sometimes and we laugh at them.
But we're making fun of the morning show.
Come on now.
Dude, how many Eagles players need to spend an hour in the morning show every week?
Uh-oh.
Well.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go. Let's go.
This isn't vulturing content. We are taking what you do and making it entertaining. So we're actually giving you an example of how to take your show and make
it
good.
Better.
Yeah, that's all we're doing.
Is this the Richie stuff?
Yeah, but
is the Richie crying?
I think it's more taking shots at. I don't think he was totally aware of how much we laugh at things that happen on the morning show. And when Jack did his top five on Wednesday, at Birds of the Hat,
kind of enlightened him.
Yeah. Well, again, the Kelsey thing was brutal. And I don't think he got how brutal it was.
Yes, yeah.
And you don't think, you also doesn't sound like he had a sense of humor about it either.
He was smiling, but also I don't think he handled it well.
Okay,
I give him credit for that because not everyone when we do what we do, not everyone handles it all that well.
Yeah.
I thought Joe handled it well, but I don't think he was quite aware of how funny we think it is.
Oh, okay.
I would say that's probably accurate.
Okay.
I just want to make sure Joe knows what he's getting into.
Yeah. You don't want to...
If he keeps having a little sharp tongue.
Yeah. You don't want it like that.
Yeah.
That's all. That's be my point.
Hold on. Did Scoops slid something in there too?
I think she... No,
she
I think...
She was pointing out that we...
She got roasted.
She got dragged on the show,
which
she thought was funny.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Because she has a sense of humor, unlike most people on that show.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Well, because remember we did the whole E and the L and the...
Yeah, for sure.
This is the news.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is bad.
That is bad.
But it's all right. My fourth biggest questions I have about WIP right now is whether or not Andrew and Jameson, it's ever going to click. Okay, Andrew. Like, is it ever going to... That eureka moment of, I got it now.
What it do, baby?
Or is it always just going to be okay? Because he's getting a lot of reps, and I love the effort to get it right.
Yeah.
I just want to know if it's ever going to click.
Well, when I saw him on Wednesday, he goes, I got my take for tomorrow. I'm like, all right, what is it? He's like, Birds going 13-4. And I'm like,
Again, over the top positivity.
I do like he has topics. He comes in with topics. He's prepared.
It's just, is he going to get it? That's my, now my question.
Buzz is getting there, right? I didn't think Buzz would ever get it.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I kind of like where OK Andrew is at. He always gives us something.
He does every time.
Yeah, I mean, one way or the other, he's giving us something.
Yeah. He's very intriguing.
Yeah.
He's very intriguing.
That's what I mean.
We got a prospect here.
It's a little bit of a, not quite Herbish, but.
There's something
kind
there.
Of Herbish
There's
there,
something
yeah.
there. I just, monitoring.
Okay.
Again, monitoring.
Okay.
The third biggest question I have about WIP is another TV show for Jason Kelce. I mean, how long until he ditches us? You know,
I'm surprised he hasn't. I'm shocked too.
Like, listen, I thought we were family. You know, I just, how long until he's like, yeah, WIP.
And then, something tells me he may not be back next year.
So he's doing a late night show on ESPN, but yeah. I thought it was only for 5 weeks or something.
Is it? Well, I know it's Friday.
That's probably
night.
The first test run.
Well, yeah, I think it goes through the Super Bowl. I think it starts in January. Goes through the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of stuff going on. He's a media mogul.
Well, and he's a magnet.
Yes.
He is a magnet. Again, having to get harassed by
he's a magnet
that
for guys.
Loser out in L.A. last night.
Holy cow, man.
Yeah, I mean, what a loser.
And, you know, the thing that sucks is you could talk about any famous person, and there's somebody that has a story that they didn't get a friggin' autograph. And, like...
Those are the stories I dread.
Yeah. It's like, if you're Jason Kelce...
I would too.
Well, if you're Jason Kelce, you start signing autographs somewhere. If you let it happen, you will stay there for 6 hours signing autographs.
You know what that dude was mad about, right? Jason did the autograph.
Oh.
I think it was because he didn't personalize it.
Even worse.
I think he said something about Samuel Jackson personalized it. I think he wanted it personalized.
What a loser.
Yeah. I'm actually happy Jason had his security team with him and everything.
Yes.
So at least he's picked that part up.
Yes. Man, but I hope Jason doesn't ditch us. We love him.
Well, it's only a matter of time. Everybody does.
Yeah. No, not everyone could be Ike.
No. Exactly.
Yes.
Loyal.
That's right. Speaking of someone who ditched us and then came back, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
How long is Hugh going to keep his car battery? I mean, the last 2 days I've walked in. Is that a freaking car battery?
Well, no, he has the charger for the car
battery. Whatever.
Yeah.
It may as well be the battery.
So Hugh's battery died in his car, and instead of getting a new battery, he just brings in the jumper charger thing, charges that, and then just jumps his car every time he starts it?
That's a dangerous way to live.
Bro.
And he's not getting a battery.
He is adamant about not going to get a new battery.
Look, I'm not.
I don't know why, though.
Yeah, I love the hills people die on.
Yes.
Where like, that's too much.
Yeah, like, I'm not counting anybody's money, but there's no way Hugh Douglas doesn't have $200 for a car battery.
Can't afford to get a battery.
Yeah.
Because at some point it turns into principal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mark's fought this. Remember Mark?
You remember that? Yeah.
He fought a $50 parking ticket for 3 years. He's trying to take, like, the PPA to court.
But at least he thought he didn't know for the ticket. Like, car batteries die. Who is he proving anything to? Should we get a GoFundMe together for Hugh to get him a new battery?
I told him. Battery is cheaper than his shoes he buys.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Buys nice sneakers all the time, man. He got all the limited edition Jordans and everything
else.
Dude,
he's got his camouflage spandex. Yeah. I'm sure they're not cheap.
Spandex.
I love the commitment. He's so mad about the batteries. By the way, jacking up our electric bill here.
Yeah.
That's not a cheap charge.
No, every day.
Yeah, exactly, dude. This guy's out of control. But the number one biggest question I have about WIP right now is whether or not this caller last night to Hunter Brody, our friend, Flyers of 50's own
Brodes.
Hunter Brody, if he's truly okay. Listen to this.
Let's go to David in the Northeast. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, big guy?
Not much. What's happening?
Man,
what's on your mind?
I ain't scared of nobody.
That's right.
Whoa.
That's
Somebody
right.
Somebody give me a pair of pads. Hey, Ike, where's my tackle roll?
Oh, okay. You want the neck roll there, David, do you?
Oh, I forgot. Back in the day, we used to make our own out of a towel.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you were on the gridiron, David.
you keep your role. I make my own. Now, I just want to talk. I'm going to Italy soon.
Oh,
see my girlfriend's daughter. She goes to college in Rome.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
And when I was
what the hell, man?
Looking at the game with the snow and everything. Bonatelli.
Huh?
Merry Christmas.
All right, well, thank you, David. I appreciate the phone call.
What the hell was that?
Wow, what time was that call?
Like 12:05.
Whew.
The best is out of nowhere. He goes, "Hey, Ike."
Yeah.
Hey, Ike. It's my neck roll.
No,
tackle roll.
On the telly.
On the telly.
He sounded like a distant cousin of Herb. I'm going to Italy soon.
Yeah.
Well, Herb did have a girlfriend in Italy.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was like 90 something.
90 though.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Well, she died.
Yeah.
She was 90.
Yeah. I think he was in it for the insurance money.
She was an actress in the 20s or something.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make sense. 20s is maybe 40s.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Though. Yes. Yes. We know math is not your strong suit.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. What is your strong suit?
Dude, like just trying to make people laugh.
Yeah. That's about right. I'm still celebrating over Big V lying to you. It's one of my favorite moments.
No, it was actually.
You were so mad.
Well, this is not to rip our collars, but I usually don't think they're the most fleet of foot.
Yeah.
You know, on the air, not the quickest.
Yeah.
Hugh wanted me to let you all know that he hates us. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Hugh drives now. He listens to us all the time.
Yes.
Because you got to drive home.
He's letting you know he hates us. Yes. Yes.
Hates you too, Hugh.
It's an expensive charge.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We're going to have we're actually going to have a beef and beer fundraiser for Hugh to raise money.
I thought you were serious for a minute.
I thought you were too.
I was about to say, what?
What the hell happens when he needs new tires? Like, how does he deal with that?
Man.
Needs new brakes, sticks his hand down there, just like grabs the wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Hugh. 215-592-9494. Rios, North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
My man, Rios, it's Friday.
Gentlemen, you're damn right. Hey, yo, Jack, hit the music. Sunday Night Football. Hosting our answers in the West, just like we love it, with all eyes on us, you know what I mean? The only NFL game on. Everyone gets to see Philly Green and be freaking inspired by our team, because we put on a damn show to see, with violence, greed, and zero foxtrot to give. The mission continues with getting new blood on the grass and taking out everyone in our way, because there's one goal, and what's understood don't need to be said. Next in our freaking way are the Los Angeles Rams, where everything is mostly silicone all the way to LeBron's flops. We are bringing the real, the rocket, and raw into SoFi Stadium. Bring your freaking popcorn, because we are the feature to watch. We ain't there to play slap and tickle. We ain't there for acting. We ain't there to be put in the Walk of Fame. We are there to put boots to ass, give the bird to the mast, and put blood on the freaking grass. That's what we do. We are men of violence, and it's time to get results. Get your freaking neck rolls ready and be at peace with that. You might not come back as the same men, because once you get the taste of blood, there is no turning back. It's a freaking addiction, because we are who we are. Vaping savages. Now lock it low and turn in who we are. Weapons of mass destruction. We bleed green and love it that we ain't liked or loved, but we're respected. Don't care about nothing but our own. Homegrown from the shore in Philly. That is ugly, nasty, gritty, and full of chaos. What's your life like? Where ours is real. Standing tall and hard as steel.
pause. No pause. No goofy. No sucker stuff. Just straight proud to be from the concrete jungle where all we do is rumble. Ain't nothing pretty. Ain't nothing nice. You will not be left off the hook. We don't go to the bar and order boneless wings. We don't skip leg days. We ain't getting every. We get everything from the mud. We are unapologetic. The time has come. Let the violence be with you. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles are Reals from North Philly Hunter Park, the Star Major Philly. I cannot be threatened with death because I already met the mother. Suckers, peace.
Yo, did you hear Boneless Wings catch a stray there?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
That man said, we don't go to the bar and order boneless wings. And we don't skip leg day. Never thought I'd hear those two in the same sentence.
Me either.
But
me either.
My goodness, man. Rios, perfect. Perfect.
Yes, it was perfect. A great one. By the way, do you see the news? Brock Purdy's officially out?
Yeah. Yes. Sucks for me. Sucks for my picks. Sucks for my fantasy.
Doesn't suck for my pick.
Yeah. Might have to. Well, the line might be different.
Don't matter.
Okay. All right. Now, speaking. What? Oh. David, you got your tackle roll?
No, I got my tackle roll. Yeah, my old-fashioned one.
What's going on, man?
Changed much since last night.
No. What's up, man?
Sorry, I said it the wrong way, but you know.
I know what you meant, though.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, you do so many hours of work, man. You kind of groggy. Sometimes it comes out.
Yeah,
I understand.
You big Broads fan? You like Broads?
Your man last night that was on, he praised me.
Yeah, Broads.
He says, you from the old school.
Yep.
Yeah, we used to do that. Used to roll the towel up, tie it off.
Oh, whoa.
Yep. Back when men were men.
Sometimes I used to put it on too tight. I thought I was going to kill myself. Okay. Pass out on the field or something. Oh, man. Like your boy said, I heard that he was from 9th and Honey Park. I lived at 8th and Honey Park.
Oh, no, not you and Rios out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes I into that character.
Dude. What is this show has been on a steady decline since 4:30.
What do you mean, man?
No, not you. Not you. Not I was you. Talking not to you. Ike.
Yeah, no.
It's us. It's us.
I would say it's been inclined.
Yeah.
You guys got
oh, man.
You got the best show in the country, man.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
I swear, man.
It's the callers at 5 o'clock though. Things change, yeah. Man.
It's like we're on in the middle of the night or something.
Hey, I like that John Johnson, man. Oh.
Yeah. What do you like about John Johnson?
He gets a little sexy with the food, though.
Yeah. You should have heard him last night.
Do you know what he does? He takes a blue chew before the show starts.
Guilty!
You sound like Jody Mack.
He described why he eats whatever his snack is.
Yeah.
Ooh. His mouth open.
Oh, his mouth open.
I get the taste and the ambiance.
You can taste it when he talks about it?
No, what? No, he's explaining. He says, I get up to the mic and I get the snap. Or the crack. Or I'm like, what the ever is that doing?
But you can sense it, though. Like, you feel like you're eating it, too, with John Johnson.
Yeah. He's like, There it is.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
He's just like, this is the way I do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do it this way. I get real close to the mic. So they can hear the snap, crackle, and pop. I'm like, I wish he could hear me. I'm like, what are you munching on a bowl of Rice Krispies or something?
Yeah, he does it real sensual like.
No, it's seriously. I like. Sometimes you kind of look forward to see what he.
Oh man. Somebody please rescue us, man.
Yeah, all right.
I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
We still got 45 minutes to go. Exactly, all right, man. David, we got to go, buddy. I appreciate you checking in, though.
Yeah.
Preach, man.
All right, brother.
Creed.
So,
whew, boy.
Guys, next, like, man. We got to do our picks coming up.
Yeah.
I
need more David.
Yes. Man, well, he's got to be an afternoon show.
He's definitely
got to
come back.
The Celtics were at the White House. Hey. I don't know if you saw this, and we'll have to.
Are you still celebrating that championship?
Yeah, well, they had to get the White House visit.
They haven't gone there yet, yeah.
So next, we'll play you the.
The President
Biden welcome.
Yeah, get it out.
Mike. Yeah, that'll be next. President Biden welcoming the Celtics. You got to hear it. Our picks as well. Your call is 215-592-9494. We'll wrap up with the text line. That's all night. Next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This year's Mark's Jewelers has twice the twinkle. That's right. I said twice the twinkle. Register at marks-jewelers.com and get your chance to win a Harley-Davidson 2024 Lowrider ST and this year's fantasy football ring that you selected. Now visit the Harley at Mark's Jewelers Mount Laurel location and check out the fantasy football ring at their flagship showroom in Montgomeryville, PA. Now registration is ending soon, so go to marks-jewelers.com and register. No purchase necessary.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say.
Come on, TK.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to get Tom Kelly to sing with us.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it.
I even potted his mic up to see if he'd sing.
He didn't do it.
No, come on. It's still potted up, DK. Can you address the situation here? Why won't you sing with us?
Yeah.
I don't know the words to create.
Look it up.
You're such a liar.
Look at Google it. If you want to do it, you could be celebrity singer. We want guest singers. So learn the song, buddy. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Benari. No. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. The question: should the Eagles cut Kenny Pickett and sign Daniel Jones?
What?
62% say no. 38% say yes. We ready to do some picks?
Yeah, everyone went 3-1 last week.
Yeah, how about that?
Look at this show.
Look at this.
Now, and Spike would have gone 3-0 if you didn't have you have to do the bit of the Eagles.
Yeah, had a good week. I haven't had a losing week, I think, in a month.
Yeah, picked it up.
Yeah, picked it up a little bit.
Don't jinx yourself.
No, don't worry. It'll all fall apart, I'm sure. So, all right. I don't love the slate this week, I just want to say. A lot of big lines, not a lot of great vibes. One of my picks is now gone. But I'm going to start with Chiefs -11 over the Panthers. Look. The Chiefs have been on the verge of a wake-up call all season long, and they finally got one last week. And I think if they are going to have a revenge on the league game, it is this game. Panthers, dead man walking. So I know that's a hefty line.
It's a hefty line.
But I'm going to go with the Chiefs -11 over the Panthers.
Okay.
I'm going to ride the Dolphins a little bit. They got Tua back. They've been good for a couple straight weeks now. They covered the 7 last week. I know Costos didn't buy covering the 7 over the Raiders, but I do. So I'm going to take the Dolphins -1 over the Patriots.
Back-to-back weeks.
Yep. Let me get, because I had the Niners plus three, but I'm ditching that because no Brock Purdy. I just want to, I have a backup game. I just want to get.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get the most up-to-date line. Jack, do you have the app open by
I do.
The Broncos. I think they were minus six.
Yes, still six.
Okay. So the Raiders stink, and my guy, this is a gut, love my guy, Bo Nix, offensive rookie of the year, Bo Nix. So I'm going to take the Broncos on the road at the Raiders, giving up a touchdown, giving up six, rather. And
plus a touchdown.
Yeah. And, well, I don't know if people think that seven if I say it in betting.
Right.
So, minus six. And with the Eagles, the undefeated thing keeps going. I will take the Rams 34-21 over the Philadelphia Eagles, again predicting an Eagles double-digit loss.
I like it.
All right.
You, me, what we got?
I'll let you close it out.
All right.
I'm going to take the Ravens minus three versus the Chargers on Monday night. Chargers playing good football. I think the line should really be like 1.5. I think this will be enough for people to bet the Chargers. I'm going to take the Ravens and fade the public on that one. I'm taking the Giants plus 5.5 versus the Bucks. The Bucks, you know, are whatever. Tommy Cutlets, does he get him a little bit of a spark? I don't know, but no. I'll take a shot. I'll take a shot on Tommy Cutlets, giving them the spark, and take the Giants plus 5.5. And I'm going to go against Costos. I'm taking the Lions minus 7.5 against the Colts. It was a good flash in the pan game for Anthony Richardson last week. I don't know if he can do that in back-to-back weeks against an actually good team in the Lions. And then I'm taking the Eagles 30-17 over the Rams.
Wow.
30-17. Big cover. Wow. All righty. I'll see your Chargers-Ravens pick and take the Chargers plus the points at home. You kidding me? Yeah, have you watched Justin Herbert play? Come on, man.
You caught me.
Yeah, exactly. Give me the Chargers at home and the Harbaugh Bowl.
Harbaugh.
Yeah. Yes, the Harbaugh. Yes.
Thank you.
Give me the Chargers at home plus the points. Then I'm going to take the Seahawks at home. Yeah, the Seahawks are getting points at home versus the Arizona Cardinals. Mm. Cardinals, I like the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Good team.
Yeah.
But this is a divisional road game. Seahawks are actually still in the hunt to win that division. So this is a big game for Seattle at home. I don't even know if they get DK back this week or not. I'm not even sure.
Do they?
I'm not sure.
Let me look.
But they're getting points at home, so I'll take the 1 point at home, and I'll actually bet it.
How many turnovers going to be in that game? Six turnovers in that game, do we think?
And then...
Yeah, DK Metcalf's back.
Okay, awesome. Feel even better about the Seahawks. Then I'm going to Lambeau Field. And Brock Purdy being out, that certainly changed the line on this game. It didn't change my thoughts of who was going to win.
What's the line now?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah, it's five now.
Was three.
It was three.
Yep.
And I'll take the Packers minus five at home versus a Brock Purdy-less and Nick Bosa. No Nick Bosa tonight. I mean, in that game either. And then I'm taking the Eagles to win their seventh straight game, man. 23-21. This will be a tight one.
It will be
a tight game out there. Hmm. You know, I expect the Rams to put up a good fight. I think in the end, you know who wins the game for us?
Jake Elliott.
Damn right Jake Elliott does. Game-winning field goal as Jalen marches us down the field when we're down 21-20 for the game-winning field goal, Jake Elliott at the buzzer. Well, it may not be at the buzzer, but still.
Right.
Still game-winning field goal.
All right.
Don't cover, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Interesting. How you managed to figure that out all the time.
Oh, what was the line on that game?
It's 2.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that half point, man. Yeah. They might need that.
Yeah. They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Speak of the devil. Okay, Andrew and Jamison. Okay, what up?
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do? Okay.
Still coming in, spreading the positivity. I couldn't get in yesterday, but I'm have one couple points. The event on Wednesday was awesome. Shout out to the Travis Mannion Foundation. I did their events in high school and stuff. It was a great afternoon, I thought. And my bird's point is, you know who's going to have a big weekend for us?
No.
Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
There's a reason he was a first-round pick. I mean, he beat us when he was on Washington, game-winning touchdown. And I just think he needs more opportunities. With Smitty out, he better get some more targets. The scripted plays in the first quarter should be getting him more opportunities. Saquon's going to do his thing, but I think him, and I agree, I forget who said it, but Calcaterra is going to have a big game as well.
Yep.
And Spike,
yes,
you're wrong for the Eagles being not elite. They're elite. We're a top 3-4 defense in the league. I mean, you saw what we did versus Jamar Joe. I mean, Malik Nabers, no, you have a quarterback, but he got locked up. Our team's elite. Put me on the bus to New Orleans. I mean, I know Ike's going to be on there. I know Spike will be on there eventually. I know Jack is going to be waving bye to us, hoping we lose. So,
that's a good line there.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I don't think, the thing that I think we need to be elite that isn't elite is the passing game. I think that's what keeps us out of it.
I agree with you. I think the passing game needs to be more dynamic.
Yeah.
A lot more play action passes, a lot more check downs. Hit the open man.
Yes, sir.
That's how the Bucks beat us. So, all right, fellas.
All right, buddy.
I'll catch you guys Monday.
All right.
All right, okay.
All right, okay.
Be good, brother.
How we do there, Jack?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was okay.
No. That's the point.
He hears the critique, so he's trying to adjust.
I thought that was his best call.
Yes.
I thought it was his best call.
Jack,
big game
so
from
harsh.
Jahan Dotson. I think that's his best call.
Yeah, but he's a Penn State guy. It's always a Penn State guy.
Wow.
Okay. Well, listen, we're starting to load up on
Penn
we
State.
We really
guys.
Are.
Yeah. When are we getting, what's his name, Matt McGloin?
No.
McGroin?
Yeah.
Well, Micah's next.
Yeah, we're getting Micah, yeah.
So, two quick NBA things.
What do you got?
First, or three quick. One, Ben Simmons back tonight as the Nets play the Sixers.
Love that drop.
Here's a quote from Ben Simmons about getting booed. I also love that too, getting booed. I love being at arenas where it's loud and people are booing and all that stuff. So it comes with the game. It's part of it. And I love it.
Man, he's gonna be so fired up to score 6 points.
Yeah.
Six.
Five.
11 games, I think he has shot 2 free throws.
Yeah.
Two or four.
Yeah, he's not looking to go to the free throw line.
No.
He doesn't thrive off the crowd?
No, I don't think so.
Five assists?
Standing at that line by himself? He doesn't want to do that.
This is per Jake Fisher of the Mark Stein Substack. Quote, look for Embiid to do some sort of celebration taunt versus Brooklyn that references all of the drama that's been occurring recently. I was told this is going to happen. Unfortunately, Joel Embiid is questionable tonight. He's going to go through warm-ups and see if he's going to play. So if he doesn't play, no celebration. What would that celebration be?
Is that what we're doing? We're planning celebrations to taunt the fans?
Team that has not won a game in regulation this year.
Yeah, like, is that what we're doing? We got 2 wins on the season. We're taunting people who actually show up.
Last minute advice for Joel, bad idea.
Yeah, I would say that's a bad idea, big fella.
This would be the checklist for Joel. Play.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Score 30 points.
He'll do that.
Win.
Get us a W, please.
The greatest celebration in history.
Yeah.
If they win 2 games in a row, I'm going to hang a banner. Jesus, man.
I mean, last time, the closest he came was obviously the shush, right? After Horford told him to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, actually said, shut the bleep up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And, you know, he has the DX crotch chop.
That's celebratory. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that either way.
No, yeah.
And then the final NBA thing is the Celtics were at the White House. And Joe Biden, our President Joe Biden, was giving a little speech, and here is what he said.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls. You're Celtics, right?
Ah! Oh,
God. Ooh, boy.
Did they...
He's got.
Did they do roll him in there right before the Celtics showed up? Did they not brief him on this?
God bless him. No disrespect. That guy can press a button to end the world. Didn't know it was the Celtics standing behind him.
Yeah,
you're Celtics, right?
Unbelievable. What a world. Ike, why don't you tell everybody about Elite Acura, and then we'll finish up the show.
I did not even realize that.
Well,
all right.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, brother.
Well, Jack is here, and then I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second at Elite Acura during their Acura Season of Performance event. Now, they're rolling into Black Friday with unbelievable savings on their selection of over 175 new Acuras. Right now, you can lease a new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for $319 a month. But that's not all. They're taking it to the next level with a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer on top. Plus, you can lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. Telling you, you don't want to miss these offers and more during the Acura Season of Performance event that's going on right now at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Don't forget to tell them Ike sent you, or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. And don't forget, no one can compete with Elite. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.
I love the call them. Can you play the President Biden thing one more time? Do you have it up still, Jack?
Yes. Why can't I find? Oh, that guy's had it 2 minutes off.
All right.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls. You're Celtics, right?
OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG? We're all in so much trouble, man.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Boy, y'all going to hell. Y'all are going to hell together.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Serious, man. Y'all can't do that to people, man. This man has issues, man.
We all do.
Let's get it back to sports.
Yeah, let's get it back to sports.
Yes, my bad. Pause. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying, pause.
Yeah, I was trying to think, figure out what was sexual about that. I don't think anything, but.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen, these Eagles, man, I'm telling you. 38-17, this is probably going to be Jalen's best game of the year.
Mm.
I just want to educate some people, and I've given up on the Spike thing, you know, trying to do that with him. But I would say this here: when a team is balanced, you're not going to be elite at any one thing. So just so you'll know. You know what I'm saying?
They're elite at running the football, OG.
Yeah, they're not balanced. They're not balanced.
Okay.
So they're 32nd in pass attempts, OG.
That's not balanced.
You know why that is, Jack?
Because the quarterback.
Is when you're 8-2.
No,
and you're winning games to the point that you don't even play your starters in the fourth quarter.
That's happened twice.
You don't think that's going to. You don't think that's going to.
It's happened twice. What are you talking about? They haven't done that all year.
No, that happened twice. How many times did we kneel down the ball?
Kneel down the ball. Clock? Would you stop it?
Two games doing that.
Stop it.
All I'm trying to tell you guys is that affects your numbers.
Yeah.
Y'all numbers, guys?
Yeah.
And that eye test. Remember all the eye tests? So now the eye test is the fact that we're winners. Oh, that can't be right. I can't see that. But listen.
OG, you know they're number one in rush attempts and early downs as well. And early in the game,
it's
first half rushing attempts.
I educated you on this a couple of days ago. When you're doing that, because it's what you're reading in the box. When you see a light box, you run the ball. When you see a heavy box,
you think the Eagles are seeing a light box? You think that's what's happening? Okay.
90% of the teams in the NFL only have two linebackers on the field. That's a light box.
Okay. So why doesn't every other team run it all the time then?
Yeah.
I hear you, OG. What'd you say?
I'm saying you don't talk to these guys.
Well, yeah, I talk to them.
You don't let them know what's happening. Or is this just a hoax? I mean, am I being... let me look at my... Am I got a camera in this damn thing? Somebody trying to punk me or something?
No. I mean, these guys have their own eyes. They don't need me to tell them what they're seeing.
What about Chase Daniel, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Colt McCoy all questioning the quarterback? Does their opinion, are they valid or not?
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah.
If you would repeat them names, they're all zeros.
Well, they played more NFL football than you.
Exactly, but what were they?
The quarterbacks. They're literally quarterbacks, OG, in the National Football League.
Money. They might as well not have it played. You know what I'm saying?
No. That's disrespectful. I won't let you disrespect people that play in the NFL. I have real respect for
them. Swimming upstream, OG.
Yeah.
But you'll get on here and disrespect the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback.
Yes.
But you won't allow me to disrespect guys that was not successful in the NFL.
Well, they were successful. They got Chase Daniel made like $40 million in the NFL. I think he was plenty successful.
Playing quarterback.
Yes.
Yes.
The Philadelphia Eagles paid him $8 million to play quarterback for 1 year.
To be a backup.
Yes. So when did you play backup in the NFL?
I never did.
Okay.
I'm just successful in life.
Wow.
That's right. Every damn thing I do.
Debatable.
I'm successful at.
You're number two to Justin. You know.
No.
Ooh.
Oh, it sounds like a little trouble in paradise, a little ego, a little check your ego at the door.
Yeah.
People are saying that Justin carries the knowledge without college.
Yep.
First of all, you two frauds, okay? You should have ball heads right about now. But you don't even want to stand on your own word.
Well, because we said it off the air, and I think we mistakenly thought we said it on the air.
You said it on the air because I got people on Twitter asking me about it.
One person.
Why these punks ain't got ball heads?
I don't care. I'll do it. It's Jack, really.
Yeah, well, then do it then. Especially, Spike, get your punk ass back to Pennsylvania. You still in New York.
No, I live in New Jersey, just like Ike. I live in New Jersey.
Yeah, but his jersey's different than your jersey. You know that.
It's all the same jersey. We pay the same horrible taxes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Don't feed us that. You don't even drink the same water we drink. That's obvious because of your stuff you saying.
Yep.
All right, get
out of here. What is going on right now?
Yeah, I've had enough of it.
Ruined your eye test. North Jersey water.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Tell him that Saquon shouldn't play as much. All the Philly stars should load manage. The Sixers worm.
Yo, how good is that?
That's perfect, man. That's awesome. Who thought of that?
That was Spike.
That was me.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you actually know you're not old enough to even know who the hell E.T. is.
Saw it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Might have to rewatch this weekend.
Honestly, the whole 40-second clip, just the E.T. saying Elliot 50 times is so good. It sounds like the worm. What's next?
Oh, look, honey. My hands fit perfectly in these hands. Elliot at the Hollywood Walk of Fame finding Gary Coleman's star.
That's a good one.
That is. Tiny little hands, tiny little feet.
Yeah.
I love Elliot. What's next?
Agreed, Spike! Kenny Gainwell's family.
I'm a big Gainwell guy.
Big Gainwell guy.
I think he's got a lot of juice when he's out there.
He's showing more juice.
He's got a little pop.
Meanwhile, I want to see Shipley more.
Yes, I think Gainwell's got more pop than Shipley.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
Shipley might end up being a better player, but I think as far as like little pop goes,
Shipley coming out of high school is a 5-star running back.
Really?
Yeah.
I
think he might have been rated as 1 or 2 in the country.
I don't know. There's something about him. Can't quite nail what it is. Makes me think he's not quite
as good as it.
Yeah, as the other guy.
He's with the exciting whites, man. Come on, man. He's in the crew.
What's next? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
As if Universal Studios Hollywood host. Okay, guys, if you look to your right, you'll see the downtown area that Doc Brown got the DeLorean ready for Marty McFly to go back to the future. Elliot.
I have a question.
Tim in Newark.
He wants to ask about the mom and Marty.
Oh, yes. I forgot about
that. Nice.
Come on.
An all-time afternoon show moment. We have to bring it back more.
What I was going to say before that last clip, the original exciting white is back this week.
C-Mac?
No, Brandon Covey.
Oh, right. He's on.
Back this week.
They're not putting him back there, though. We got DeGene.
Yeah, but we don't need DeGene getting hurt.
Yeah, but
Covey's good as a returner.
White on white crime. That's what I'm talking about. Fight. Fight it out.
Well, with Huff going on IR, that's how you bring Covey back, right?
Yeah.
Bryce Huff's on IR now. So what's
Man,
that?
Man, it's tough to see the Eagles winning without Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
You've been doing it all year.
Yeah. Who's going to take up those six snaps, I wonder? You know, BG is standing there going,
Oh, yeah.
Next year's contract. What's next?
I would never call Spike a liar, but I don't hang up on people is the new Wilt's 100-point game. Yeah. Alex in Lancaster.
I immediately hung up on Pat in Denver.
Yep, and called him a moron.
Yep. He is kind of a moron. I like him.
I love Pat. He keeps coming back. He's like Andrew and Jamison.
A little more...
Yeah.
Cohesive.
Yeah, a little more. He's got his bit honed. Yeah, Andrew's still working on it.
Yeah. Andrew's, again, a work in progress.
Yes. Look, I like that he is so committed. That's what I like. What's next?
Coming up after the break, we're going to hear comments from Bubby Brister about Jalen Hurts on his podcast. Spike scouring the internet for any former quarterback.
Here we go. Me getting hit with this. Can we all be clear as to who found that clip? It was Jack.
Jack found it.
It was. Yeah.
Yes. It's not me.
I found Eagles fans are like, oh, this guy sucked. What does his opinion mean?
Yeah, you should have known that.
He's a backup quarterback. He played in the league for like 12 years.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that long, but.
I think it was 09 to 22.
Who am I thinking of when I'm thinking of Colt McCoy?
Are you thinking of one of the Detmers?
No. I'm thinking one of the.
You're not thinking of Chase Daniel, are you?
Nah. I didn't know Colt McCoy has been in the league that long.
I think it's like 09 to 22.
Okay.
Yeah. What's next?
Wow. My delegation is not here at all. Ike at the Linkin Park concert.
Yeah. Maybe a few in Linkin Park.
Oh, sure, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Linkin Park's a good band.
They are a good band. No Fritz at 6 tonight, right? Because it's Friday. Mr. Committed over there.
He doesn't work on Fridays.
Can we find out from TK what he's got rolling? What do you got rolling tonight, TK?
Well, Spike, I'm sorry. I think it's the end of the Joel Embiid era.
Yeah, there we go.
It's always positive.
That's going to be part of it. Eagles, Rams, and I have a side topic based off 5:30 Creed.
Oh, I
don't like where this is going.
You tread lightly over there,
yeah,
TK.
Yeah, because you don't want to start wars. And also, I just want to get this out there. I did see TK make a face during the Rios speech. I don't know.
You got excited?
No.
No?
Sure it wasn't... During OK Andrew's call?
Well
I know you don't like
sense.
OK Andrew. Yeah, well, yeah. He doesn't like you either, by the way.
That's fine. He's better than normal today, I thought.
Yeah,
he's
I thought.
He's actually OK today.
Yeah, he was OK. He got up to OK today.
This really awful.
Oh, no. I don't know. Yes, I do. All right. We'll we'll talk to you on Monday.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly on touchdown. One, two, three.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles!
Do it if you guys join me.
I'll join you.
Fine. In honor of the 8-2 Eagles.
Okay, all right.
8-2 Eagles. Here we go.
Ready?
E!
A!
G!
L!
E!
S!
Eagles! 8-2 Eagles! Super Bowl bound! Well, maybe. We'll see.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Wow, we got the morning show one in there. And by the way, I know he's not part of the show anymore, but Chuck's... The six E's in Eagles will never get old.
It'll never die.
Yeah, it'll
never die.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday. You know, we talked about one of the other hosts on here refusing to fix something in his car. If you need a new car, Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is going to solve any problem you have because John Ashdale, the car czar, love the guy, has a seat for everyone at their table this November because Colonial is making sure everyone eats. If you have credit issues, you can... They'll hook you up at Colonial. If you owe too much, you think on your current vehicle, no problem. They've got over 200 2024 brand new Hyundais on the lot. Santa Fe's, Elantras, the Ioniq 5, the Ioniq 6, which you can buy for 0% financing for 60 months. And that trade-in that you're worried about, like, kind of sucks. You're not going to get a lot. Well, Colonial, they give more than anybody else. $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And your brand-new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Best meal of the year, Colonial Hyundai, online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.